Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever lost something that felt impossible to get back? Maybe it was an opportunity, a relationship, a dream, or even your sense of purpose. Loss can leave us feeling empty, wondering if things will ever be the same again. But here's the good news. God is a God of restoration. He doesn't just heal, He rebuilds. He doesn't just return what was lost. He brings back even more. Today, we're talking about restoring what was lost, how God takes our brokenness, our setbacks, and even our failures, and turns them into something beautiful. If you're in a season where you feel like too much has been taken from you, this message is for you. Let's dive in and be reminded that even in the ashes, God is still working. Again, the topic is restoring what was lost, and our Bible text is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25 to 26.
Joel chapter 2 verse 25 to 26. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. Verse 26. You will have plenty to eat, until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed.
Hello, and welcome to today's devotional. Wherever you are listening from, I pray that this message will bring encouragement and hope to your heart. Let me start with a true story that I believe will set the tone for our conversation today. In 1998, a massive wildfire swept through Yellowstone National Park in the U.S., destroying thousands of acres of forest. It was one of the most devastating wildfires in the park's history. The flames consumed everything in their path, trees, wildlife, and even the very soil seemed stripped of life. Many believed the land would take decades, maybe even centuries, to recover. But something remarkable happened. Just months after the fire, green shoots began pushing through the charred ground. Seeds that had been buried beneath the earth, dormant for years, suddenly sprang to life. Within a few short years, Yellowstone wasn't just recovering, it was thriving. The fire, though devastating, had actually created the perfect conditions for new growth. Isn't that how life feels sometimes? We go through seasons of loss, losing relationships, opportunities, peace, or even faith. It feels like everything has burned away, leaving only ashes. But here's the truth. God is in the business of restoration. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25 says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Think about that promise for a second. God doesn't just comfort us in our losses. He restores what was lost. And when God restores, He doesn't just give back what was taken. He multiplies it. Job lost everything, yet when God restored him. And the Bible says, the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. Job 42 verse 12. Maybe you're listening today and you feel like you've lost something precious. Maybe it's a dream, a sense of purpose, a business, or something that once brought you joy. Let me ask you, do you believe that God can restore it? Do you believe that even in the ashes, something new can grow? I declare to you today that as new life sprung out of the ashes of Yellowstone Park after a devastating wildfire, today God will bring blessings out of every bleak situation you found yourself and restore in double portions what you have lost in Jesus' name. Restoration doesn't always happen the way we expect. Sometimes, instead of returning what was lost, God brings something better. Joseph, sold into slavery by his own brothers, could have lived the rest of his life in bitterness. Instead, he trusted God's plan. And in the end, the very thing meant to destroy him became the path to his greatest purpose. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph himself looked back and reiterated, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. I declare to you that every of your disappointment will turn to divine appointment in Jesus' name." So, what does restoration look like in your life? Maybe it's a fresh start, a renewed passion, or an unexpected opportunity. Maybe it's healing in an area you thought was too broken. Whatever it is, trust that God is working, even when you can't see it. I encourage you to reflect on these questions today. What areas of your life feel lost or broken? Can you trust that God is still writing your story, even in the setbacks? How can you open your heart to the new things He wants to do? God is not finished with you. If Yellowstone can rise from the ashes stronger than before, so can you. Hold on to the promise of restoration, keep your faith alive, and step forward knowing that the best is yet to come. As you go today, I want to encourage you, whatever has been lost, God can redeem. No situation is too far gone, no story too broken. Hold on to His promises, walk in faith, and believe that restoration is coming. God is not finished with your story. He is restoring what was lost. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being a God of restoration. Even when we experience loss, we trust that you are working behind the scenes to bring something new. Help us to hold on to your promises, to trust in your timing, and to believe that you will restore what has been lost in our lives. Today, we ask that you strengthen us in whatever circumstances we are passing through. Bless us and grant us divine breakthrough in all our endeavors today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go into your day with hope. God is restoring what you have lost. See you next time.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Numbers chapter 32 and chapter 33. And for the evening, Mark chapter 10 verse 1 to 31. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.